This is Pastor David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor of the day. I want to speak today about finishing strong. 3 years ago, when I turned 65, I started talking with my leaders about a succession plan, finding someone who God had prepared to take my place. On January 1st of this year, I passed the baton to our new director, Pastor Rashad Hamden, a 2015 graduate of our Long Island program. I was asked to stay on to assist him and continue to serve our students and as campus pastor as well. Recently, the Holy Spirit quickened something a teacher said in Bible school. It isn't how you begin the race that counts, but how you finish it. Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 9, "In a race, all the runners run, but make sure you run in such a way that you get the prize." So now, at 68 years young, I am thinking about the things I need to do to finish strong. There are 10 areas I've identified to help me finish strong. Number one, keep learning from other people. Read their book or article. My parents laid a wonderful foundation, as did others who sowed into my life. I feel privileged to have spent time being mentored by men who worked with our founder, Pastor David Wilkerson, in starting the Adult and Teen Challenge program. Number two, stay active physically and take care of your body. You're only going to last as long as your body does, so take care of it. Exercise, walk, eat healthy. Number three, keep an active prayer life. A few years ago, I began praying with others every Sunday night from 8 to 9 p.m. It is a conference call. It doesn't cost anything special, just a long-distance call. If you are interested, call Linda here at the station for the phone number. We would love to have you join us. Number four, continue to share your faith with others. I like to give out a copy of our Daily Bread devotional booklet. Last Saturday, when I was at the farmer's market, I gave a copy to the man who bagged my produce, who I could tell was from another country. His boss saw the booklet. As I was walking away, I could hear him say, "This is good. I'll read it to you." Number five, continue to have a daily devotional time. Spend time in God's Word and prayer every day. Remember, the manna in the desert was only good for one day. You have to go every morning to get fresh food. Number six, be willing to serve others. As a leader, I appreciate people who come and say, "What can I do to help?" Number seven, memorize scripture. Jesus memorized scripture because he quoted it to Satan in the desert. Number eight, be generous with your time and your treasure. Remember, if you sow generously, you will reap generously. Number nine, volunteer as you are able, not only in church, but in other organizations like New Hope Family Services or Mission Syracuse. Let your light shine. Number 10, remember to appreciate all the wonderful things the Lord has done. And when you do this, you will maintain an attitude of gratitude. If you are grateful to the Lord, you will not grumble or complain, but give thanks and praise. Father, I pray that those who are listening right now will not only be hearers of the word, but doers as well, in Jesus' name. This is Pastor David Pilch, campus pastor at Adult and Teen Challenge in Syracuse, your pastor of the day.